Okay, let's put up the first case. This is a 55-year-old woman who, 15 months after completing Dose-Dense AC paclitaxel, the most common regimen used for node-positive patients in this country, this patient who has a triple-negative tumor, ERPR and HER2-negative, develops an uncommon presentation of metastatic disease, rapidly progressive, very symptomatic visceral metastasis. What generally might you recommend? So we asked Eric to address this question and this issue, and then we'll bat it around with the panel. Eric?
Thank you, Neil. I think that this is a challenging case, and I think one of the things to keep in mind is that there probably aren't right or wrong answers. And as we manage patients with metastatic breast cancer, I think perhaps the most important underlying principle is listen to the patient and pay attention to what's going on. And let me start off with a few general comments. First, for many years, we've gotten away from doing biopsies in the metastatic setting. And here, I think that there's very little doubt about what's going on in terms of the fact that this is breast cancer. A biopsy is probably not needed for that reason. On the other hand, we are going into this with the assumption that her tumor is ER negative, PR negative, and HER2 negative. And while I suspect that that is really the case, I personally would strongly consider doing a biopsy here to try to confirm that. I doubt, given the tempo of the disease, that this is a hormonally sensitive tumor. I think there is a small chance it, in fact, could be a HER2 positive tumor. And if it is, that could be either because there was a testing error initially, that in fact, in some cases, there may be a mixed population of cells, and what you're seeing is the recurrence of a HER2 positive clone. Or, and I think this may be somewhat less likely, that there is true evolution over time, which I'm personally not convinced of, but there are people who believe that that happens. I think it's also important to keep in mind that, unfortunately, this woman's prognosis is poor no matter what any of us may elect to do, given the extent of her disease, what seems to be the tempo of her disease separate from the extent, the short disease-free interval, and the fact that she's had prior anthracycline and taxane-based therapy. And of course, this is not so terribly surprising because ER-negative breast cancer recurs early.